rescued. George was in favor of ripping up the pantry floor. He ran and got his hammer, his screwdriver, and an ice pick. "I'll have this old floor up in double quick time," he said, inserting his screwdriver under the edge of the first board and giving a good, vigorous pry. "We will not rip up this floor till we have had a good search," announced Mr. Little. "That's final, George. You can put that hammer away where you got it." "Oh, all right," said George. "I see that nobody in this house cares anything about Stuart but me." Mrs. Little began to cry. "My poor dear little son," she said. "I know he'll get wedged somewhere." "Just because you can't travel comfortably in a mouse hole doesn't mean that it isn't a perfectly suitable place for Stuart," said Mr. Little. "Just don't get yourself all worked up." "Maybe we ought to lower some food to him," suggested George. "That's what the state police did when a man got stuck in a cave." George darted into the kitchen and came running back with a dish of applesauce. "We can pour some of this in, and it will run down to where he is." George spooned out a bit of the applesauce and started to poke it into the hole.
"Stop that," bellowed Mr. Little. "George, will you kindly let me handle this situation? Put that applesauce away immediately."